utility, efficiency, and effectiveness. While the word utilize is often used as a synonym for use, a key distinction is that utilize is meant to mean use to good effect. Utility is a term used in logistics to convey this concept of value-added use, so the opposite of utility would be waste or non-value-added use. Logistics utility is considered from the customer's perspective. The principle of logistics being value-added can be broken down into various forms of utility or usefulness to the customer, as is stated in the definition of value added in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. In current manufacturing terms, the actual increase of utility from the viewpoint of the customer as a part is transformed from raw material to finished inventory. It also refers to the contribution made by an operation or a plant to the final usefulness and value of a product, as seen by the customer. The objective is to eliminate all non-value-added activities in producing and providing a good or service. By breaking utility down into various components, logistics professionals can determine or rank which elements are more or less valuable to their customers. The primary types of logistics utility are time, place, possession, and form utility. Related forms are quantity, information, and service utility. Time utility. When a delivery gets to a customer at exactly the right time, not early or late, ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Demand increases and decreases over time. Getting goods where they need to be at peak demand is a key added value. Inventory has little value until it is at the point in time when it is desired for purchase. Time utility is created by properly maintaining inventory levels and accuracy per location and by managing orders and transportation. Faster transportation can create time utility, but so can keeping stock closer to customer demand. Just-in-time and lean rely on great time utility. Purchasers of perishable items likewise place great value on time utility. Place utility, usefulness to the customer created by having the product delivered to a desired location. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. From a macroeconomic supply and demand perspective, this involves moving things from where they exist in surplus to where they are in demand. Transportation creates place utility by moving raw materials and goods to where they are actually in demand and are thus more useful. Inventory has little value until it is positioned where it will actually support a purchase. If transportation costs can be lowered, logistics can extend the market boundaries from which this utility can be provided at an acceptable profit. Possession utility. Product desirability created by marketing efforts, ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. This is marketing utility created by advertising, but logistics may play a role in demand management, such as by suggesting promotions for items in surplus. Payment terms such as credit cards or open accounts for corporate customers can facilitate possession utility, as can a liberal returns policy such as taking back product that did not sell. Form utility. The value created by changing a good's form through a production process, ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Logistics adds form utility through break bulking and mixing. These warehouse activities add value by changing the form of the good into one that the next customer, in this case the retailer, finds more useful. Form utility is also called transformation utility. Quantity utility. When a customer receives the exactly desired numbers of each SKU ordered, neither more nor less, without a need for back orders. Production forecasting and scheduling need to be accurate for the right quantities to be on hand. Inventory control can create quantity utility at the cost of maintaining higher levels of inventory. Order management also needs to be error-free. Mismatches between suppliers and manufacturers can halt production. Information utility, the ability of the customer to communicate requirements or needs to the supplier, manufacturer, or distributor. Service utility. When the customer receives the desired post-sale support via the desired communication channel, at the right level of formality and respect, at the time that the support is needed, and in a manner that successfully resolves the issues at hand. This type of utility is often one of the main ways retailers continue to stay relevant and add value in the era of direct internet sales. Fast, easy, no-hassle product returns are an example. Providing the desired levels of utility will greatly improve the value of logistics as perceived by customers and so is usually positively correlated with customer satisfaction. Efficiency and effectiveness. Two other principles of logistics and of most things that need managing are efficiency and effectiveness. Efficiency refers to how much use or utility is gained from the organizational resources being employed, including time, labor, and money. An efficient action will use fewer resources to accomplish a goal than an inefficient one. Effectiveness refers to the ability to meet stated goals and, more broadly, whether those goals are the true direction the organization should be taking. It can therefore refer to whether a promise, such as the time frame in which expedited auto parts will be delivered to a dealership repair center, is fulfilled. Effectiveness can also refer to whether goals actually meet customer requirements. An example of this is a warehouse that increases its capacity to store inventory without increasing cost, and thus is being efficient, but is storing a mix that is not actually in demand, and so is failing to be effective.